Welcome back to this edition of Diary of a Tax Practice Owner. I'm super excited because we have Karen Colopy, who is actually one of our clients. And Karen has a very interesting journey in her tax practice because she was a former revenue agent with the IRS, and she became an enrolled agent and began preparing tax returns in 2002. Karen's niche is serving clients who are two steps up from TurboTax. So she works with those with the simpler return. And she only handles individual or business owners who file a Schedule C. Karen brings empathy and compassion to her clients while helping them to understand their tax liabilities. So I have a feeling, Karen, that a lot of people that listen to this podcast are going to resonate with the type of niche that you serve. And I'm excited to help them see how they can build a tax practice that really allows them to flourish in life, because that is what you have done since we started working together in 2021. And I am thrilled to get to share that journey with them. But let's go back to your IRS days, even maybe before then. Like, how did you end up working at the IRS? I would love to hear the story of your journey to being a tax practice owner.
Yeah. So thank you for having me. Yeah, I graduated from college. IRS was hiring. That was not my plan. I was interested in a small tax firm. I figured that's where I would end up working. I interviewed with a couple of those places, but nobody was really hiring at that point. It was a little bit of a hiring freeze, but IRS was hiring and they hadn't hired in, I think, 5 years. So I interviewed with them. I did not have a job the day I graduated from college, but the next Monday they called me and said, "You're hired." I talked with a friend of the family who had worked there and sort of told me how that worked. He actually had gotten his EA and then ended up getting his CPA after that. He was like, "You stay at the IRS for 5 years, you get your EA, and then do what you want." But chatting with that guy, he was like, "Make sure you at least stay for 5 years. I didn't have any other jobs. I had just graduated from college and worked there for 5 years. I audited small businesses. I audited Schedule C's. That's really why I'm doing the kind of practice that I'm doing, because that's what I knew. I never worked for any other firms. I never prepared or audited any S-Corps or partnerships or, well, I did like one S-Corp, one partnership, and no C Corp. So I didn't have any experience with that. So that's why I don't do those. I don't prepare those returns. And there is enough work to go around just preparing returns for Schedule C and rentals too. I do Schedule E. So people that are my power partners that are financial advisors and estate and a trust attorneys, they are like, "You're a unicorn. We cannot find people who will prepare a tax return that doesn't have these entities with it. They don't want to touch it." So they are trying to find people for their clients that will prepare a tax return. So there's plenty of work to do.
Absolutely. So tell us, how long did you work at the IRS?
So I worked for 5 years. I specifically was like, I got married in the middle of that. I purposely was like, "We're not starting a family till I've been here for 5 years. Us accountants were planners. I worked that out. And yeah, I was there for 5 years. I got pregnant. I had my babies and quit my job. If I could have stayed and had a little bit of a tax practice on the side and worked part-time at IRS, I would have done that. But that's a conflict of interest. You can't prepare tax returns and work for the IRS. So then I was basically a stay-at-home mom with this tax business on the side. I started in 2002 with five clients. And then the next year, I think I had 20 clients. And I just grew very slowly as my kids, you know, needed less of my time. Once they went to preschool, I had a few more clients. And then once they got into elementary school and were gone for longer during the day, I had more clients. And then when my littlest went to middle school, I moved into my office here. So I was working a house before that. In 2017, I was connected with a CPA locally who had bought a business and wanted to focus on women-owned businesses. And again, those LLCs, those S-Corps, those partnerships. And she had this group of her clients that were retired and just wage earners and wasn't going to focus on that. That wasn't going to be her niche. So I bought a bunch of clients from her. And in 2 years, I doubled my practice. That was in tax year 2017, 2018. And then just kind of going along. And then once COVID hit, I was like, I got to figure out this digital world, because this whole time.
Yeah, tell us about this. This is the juicy part, guys.
This is it. So this whole time I was paper full, if that's what you want to call it. I never worked in a digital office. The IRS is still hardly digital. So I didn't know what that looked like. I never worked with digital work papers, none of that. So while I didn't do a clients come in and you sit across from me, I prepare your return and then you leave. I never did that. Clients always dropped their papers off and I did their return and then they came and picked their papers up. Or I emailed with secure link kind of a deal and they would drop off the 8879s or they would mail them to me. I did all of that through tax year 2020. And then I was like, I got to get this figured out. So that's when I found you guys and learned how to use digital work papers, what to do with these PDFs, how to let. I was so like, I do not understand how I'm going to use this computer screen with these PDFs.
I remember that.
I need to feel these. I need to flip through them. They need to be highlighted. Yeah. I want these three W-2s to have a total. So that matched line, old line 7 on the tax return with the wage total and with the withholding for federal and the withholding for the state. So I just was so confused on how that was going to work. And so all of that was coming to you guys, doing Tax Dome. And then I don't know if you guys remember this. My first year with Tax Dome, most of my clients uploaded stuff. I had a handful of clients who we used Dropbox and they would upload their PDFs, whatever. But 97% of my practice was paper clients.
Yeah.
And so then the first year they uploaded most of their stuff and I had kind of had tags as either like a hybrid or paper or whatever. And a colleague was like, it's okay. You can print the stuff that they upload for you. So that was good. My first year, I used Tax Dome, but I still printed everything. My mom was my secretary at the time, and she still did everything that she had done when we were paperful. So she printed those, she highlighted and tallied and totaled, and we still had all our paper files. The next year, I hired a digital admin, and she and I figured out, I learned how to use TicTi Calculate. And so she then takes my PDFs and does her thing and basically does what my mom did on paper or highlights, tallies, totals, puts them in the order that I want them, W-2, INT, DIV, the whole way. And so then, because my mom was like, I can't do this. I said, no, you're fired. You're not allowed to do these digital.
We're moving into the next generation.
Yes. However, she still serves a purpose in my firm where I now am down to about 25 paper clients and they're, you are only if you're retired and like, you really like not a,
they're your legacies, right?
Yes, like, exactly. Yeah. Yes. I love them. My retired people, they're great. So they are allowed to share an email address between the two of them if they're joint or be fully paper, come in. So they come in with their papers. My mom sits down with them, goes through their documents. Where's your social security statement? Where's your 9R? So she, I need this. I don't need that. She scans it. And then she logs into Tax Dome in our admin account and goes and fills out the online client organizer with the client to her and then submits it. So all of my clients, whether they are paper or digital, go through the same exact process now. So that took a couple of years to get to that. But everybody's the same. And so no matter how all your stuff is in there, we do the same process on our end. Because last year, my paper clients kind of fell through the cracks a little bit. I didn't really, I didn't know who had turned their stuff in and who, and well, basically the people who had not turned their stuff in, I was like, I forgot about you. I'm sorry. Whoops, here we are. And I need stuff. I'm putting on extension.
Yeah.
So that is my, so my mom is still involved and serves a great part with the clients love her. They commiserate about how computers are terrible and technology is always changing. And so she hugs them as they leave and sends them off with their documents after she has scanned them. Then they end up with a paper return that I either mail to them or they come back and physically sign. But that's down to about 25 clients as opposed to almost everybody.
Oh, so good. Okay, there's a lot of things I want to break down here because I think there's some major milestones that I want for you to talk to because I know there are a lot of people listening to this that are exactly where you were. Maybe they're not 100% paper. Maybe they have some combination of Dropbox or other client folder document management system. but they feel stuck in the old way of doing things, right? Paper, it's what they learned. It's how they've always done it. They're afraid to make the shift. They don't know what that burden is going to be or what it's going to take of them. And I want to get real with them today and with you and talk about it, because you had to make a decision back in 2020 or 2021 that something had to change. What was the tipping point for you where you were like, I can't do, you had like 150 clients or something at that time, right? Where you were exclusively paper with them.
Yeah, actually, I was looking, let's see. So I had more than that. I probably had about 250 clients or so. And now I have about, I'm on track to have about 425 clients this year.
Cool. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
So when you had 250 clients, keeping those clients organized and getting all the documents and managing, like sending them emails and doing all the things that you were having to do manually, what was that like tipping point? Because there's a lot of reasons people make the shift. They're like, they see the light and they're like, oh my gosh, it's available to me. They get sick and they have no choice but to make a shift, or they get so burnt out. It's either do it or burn it all down. Right. So like for you, what was the experience?
So I guess I just wanted to continue to grow. My daughter was heading off to college. We now had college expenses we needed to pay for. And I was in this networking group, and this estate and trust attorney that I've got connected with, he was like, you have to continue to take clients. You cannot stop taking clients, because I have clients I need to refer to you. And we love you. You're great. You take such good care of these clients. You cannot stop taking clients. So you need to figure out what you need to do to scale your business so that you can grow. So that was kind of part of it. And I also just, in my head, and people that I had talked to seemed to be that, like, when you are solo, just by yourself, and granted, I had my mom sort of helping.
Yeah.
But when you're solo like that, 300 tax returns kind of seemed to be about where you could do it all by yourself. And more than that, you were going to need more people. So I was inching towards there. And again, just that estate and trust attorney that was like, Karen, what are you going to do? You got to figure this out. So,
yeah.
And then I think too, I was like, with COVID, and I'm like, okay, now's the time to figure out how to do this digital office and making that shift. And yeah, just all of the time that I have now back, or being able to use that time to grow with all of the automations. I mean, I had no idea. And oh, actually, here is one of the things. I guess during COVID, I needed to send an email. Oh, I guess what happened was that the extension went that year to July.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, I needed to send an email out to all of my clients. I can't remember if it was everybody or just the ones who weren't done yet, whatever. So I'm like in Outlook typing in everybody's, and granted they're in my address book, but I got to pull up everybody's name. And that took me like an hour just to get all of the email addresses in. Like I tried to call, I forget exactly what happened. I just remember this took me forever. I don't want to have to do this again.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to send and eat one email out to everybody to say, hey, extension is to July. Here's what's going to happen. I have a mail slot in the front door. Slide your stuff through if you haven't already given me your stuff. Most of my clients, because I have an early March deadline. When COVID hit, most people had already given me their stuff. So I really wasn't a whole lot of people that needed to be dropping by, but I was like, there's a note on my door. If you need me, knock and I'll come out and talk to you, but whatever. So I think that's what it was. Is I sent an email out to those people that was like, here's what's going to happen. But that took me forever to figure out how to do that email. Yeah. And now, I mean, 5 minutes to grab who's at a certain spot in my pipeline. And then I'm saving those emails too. They're in TaxDome, so I can copy and paste it, or I can adjust it a little bit with some words, whatever. So much faster. Like that has just been.
Let's talk about that, because the efficiency that comes out of having a tool that can help you eliminate the administrative efforts that come from just the day-to-day business, especially for a solo practitioner, right? Like when you are the only one doing the things, you have to be efficient. And you found that in that year, when you were able to eliminate just an hour, like you get that 1 hour back. We see like on average, people get 10 to 15 hours back per week. Do you feel that that aligns with what you experienced from going from paper environment to electronic environment? Even the first year when things were not as efficient as they are today, did you see that massive ROI on your time by implementing TaxNome and the methods we taught you how to do?
For sure. And definitely the clients checking in to be like, hey, where am I at? And I used to, if someone would email me and say, hey, it's been a couple of weeks, where am I at? I would get up out of my chair and go to my files and physically count them and say, you're number 37 in my queue. And so it should be another, whatever, week or two, I'll be in touch.
Yeah.
Where with TaxDome now, those status updates that they get as they're moving along. Mm-hmm. I mean, I might have gotten maybe two or three people checking in this year. And that's it. And I can just easily write back. It takes me less than 1 minute to look on TaxDome to see where they are and say, you're in the queue. I'll be with you in a week or so or whatever it is. But that has been wonderful to not have to do that. And then even just providing better customer service to my clients because the way that I have them tagged. So like everyone who's tagged as estimated taxes, they're going to get an email around September 1st. I don't do that. That actually I do manually because as clients.
So easy to do manually.
Yes. Because like the one that went out in June, people who wrote back to me and were like, hey, I fixed my withholding. I'm not going to pay the estimates or whatever. So I'll remove the estimated tag from them. Or maybe new clients are coming on and I'm adding them as estimates. Each quarter, I'm manually moving clients into the message that they're going to get. But they appreciate that. Come January, everyone who's tagged with an IP PIN tag is going to get an email or a message in TaxDome that says, hey, don't forget, you have this IP PIN number. It comes every January. Make sure you grab it if it comes in the mail. If you did it online, you got to go online and grab it. And I'm going to need this number because I can't file your tax return without it. They appreciate that stuff. And that takes me 2 seconds to do, but it's super value to them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love that. So you shared, as you were kind of talking about how you had some of these paper clients and then they kind of fell in the cracks because you didn't have the standardized process.
Yeah.
One of the big things we talk about in workflows is that you need to have a standardized way in which you perform the work that you're doing, right? Everybody goes through the same process. It's like in a factory, like a car factory, you don't see them like treating some cars differently and putting them through a different process, like pulling them off and then painting them a different color and then putting them back. Like they just don't do that, right? Everything goes through the exact same process. How did making that transition into the standardized process, when you were with us in workflows, how did we help you in seeing the possibilities of how using the tool of TaxDome and standardizing and shifting your operations to a more standardized model? How are we kind of players in that process for you? Just because I know not everyone's brain thinks that way. And so sometimes you need some coaching around that. So I would love to have you share your experience.
Yeah. So you guys had a video or whatever was like, here's how to handle your paper clients. And so you had thought about it, gone through, was like, here's what your pipeline would look like. Tag them as a paper client. There, you're going to get a task that says prepare the information for the paper clients and mail it out or whatever it is that you do with that. So yeah, you guys thought about it ahead of time. What would it look like? What are the issues that are going to come up with that? How does this process work? And then how do we fit that into our pipeline? And so yeah, definitely this year was great. And I mailed out their organizer and everything at the beginning of the year. They're all tagged. And actually, I have a new stage in my pipeline that is like paper client holding, kind of because that's where my mom would then go to find their job card to then once she would open their job card and get to their organizer and fill out their organizer for them. And then once she clicked that it was done, then it moved auto move to the next stage where my digital admin would then take those scans and do her part.
Love that. So we'll get real for a minute. So you were a very bright woman. You worked for the IRS. You have your enrolled agent. You're very smart in the tax industry. Would you have been able to figure out the systems that you have today if you hadn't found us? And you may have found TaxDome, but would you be where you are today and have the success that you've had without workflows for tax pros, do you think?
Absolutely not. And really, I am a dinosaur in all of the tech stuff. Like, I remember at one point at the very beginning, you had asked me what my tech stack was. And I'm like, what's a tech stack? I don't even know what you're talking about. And I think that is part of because, like I said, I worked for IRS forever ago, from 95 to 2000. And then I worked for myself. So I didn't have that working with other firms and learning different things from the different places that you work. So I absolutely would not have been able to figure this out myself. And even though I've got my pipelines set and I'm happy with them, TaxDome keeps continually improving and adding things. And so every year at the end of the year, I'm like looking to see, okay, what stuff has come up for 2024 that I'm going to then implement into my system. And I love that you guys, when stuff happens, you're there with a video. You just did the thing on the partial payments on the invoices and you've got a video out already. Here's what they did. Here's the new thing TaxDome is doing. Here's how it's going to affect you. Here's how it's going to affect your clients. Here's what you need to do. And there we go. So, I mean, that is worth its weight in gold. And I am continually learning on how I need to tweak my processes and systems. I was just on a call before you. I was meeting with some power partners, some financial advisors that we refer back and forth. And she was like, your business procedures and things. She's like, it's great. We love working with you. The way that you run your business is awesome. And we're so impressed. And I was like, oh, that's a really cool thing to hear from someone because it's just like little me. I have this small little business, but people are noticing. And that a huge part of that is you guys, Workflows for Tax Pros, TaxDome, me setting up my systems, going, I was one of the OG, like not quite the first time, but I went through all of that, go through your whole entire, write down your process and what you want your client experience to be, all of that and figuring out exactly what from start to finish, what the client is experiencing and what our process is, getting that solidified. And even like, for instance, I know someone was asking about tasks or something in TaxDome recently. I've got my subtasks on, like for when I review, whether I review a return that I prepared or I'm reviewing a return that one of my employees has prepared, I've got that checklist and it's in a subtask and I like it because I can check each one off. Because when I try to do stuff on my own without my little list, I send during tax season, my admin is the one who finishes. She sends the invoice. She requests the signatures, does all that. A lot of times she's texting me and she's like, hey, where's the Colopy 8879s? I don't see them. Whoops. Sorry. I forgot to move them from here to there because I didn't follow my procedures and check my review process. So I wouldn't have done that if you guys weren't like, you need to have your systems in there. Everybody gets done exactly the same.
Yeah. I love that. So you have had some massive growth over this last couple of years. So you first hired your virtual assistant who helped take off some of that administrative effort so you could, again, focus more on your clients. Can you just talk us through like the growth that you've seen over these last 3 years, thanks to committing to changing the way in which you were working and moving towards virtual and leaning into the systems and allowing TaxDome to be the brain of your business so that you weren't having to remember all of those checklists of every single client every single time. So can you just give us kind of a high level of that as we move forward in the conversation?
Yeah. So like I said, I had about 250 clients before that. I'm about maybe 425 or so, 450 by the end of this year. And it used to just be me and my mom. And then at one point I hired my neighbor kid. I've known him since he was a baby. He's my son's friend and found out he wants to be a CPA. And I was like, awesome. You are hired. Come and work with me. So he used to come into my office. He had a desktop computer and he would work at the office and I would help him when needed. And then the next year, he still was coming to my office, but I also had hired a friend I worked with at IRS and we started together. And then she continued on and worked there for 20 years in criminal investigation and then retired. They have a 20-year retirement. She's a little bit older than me, but not really retirement age. And she was trying to figure out what she was going to do, you know, with her next chapter. And I said, do you want to work for me? And she said, yes. So she lives in another state. And so then I was like, I got to get a server. How's she going to log in? Because everything had been me working at my computer and Ben working at the computer in the room next door on a desktop computer. So now we had this employee who was going to be in another state. So we have the server and she gets logged in. So then Ben can work from home as well. So two of them are working from home, logging in, working. They've each got their own TaxDome login. My admin has a TaxDome login. So now there's five of us, including my mom. And I just was like, oh my gosh, we are a team of five. When Karen is, she's also Karen. When she was out for some training, she came that first year. We had a team dinner, the five of us out for dinner. And it was just really cool. Like I said,
it's no reason.
Yes, I never worked in a company like that. So anyway, it's just been very cool. And yeah, everybody, they're trained on TaxDome and they know what clients they're. Everybody is assigned a tag. So once a client, they're assigned, they either get a Karen or a Kay or a Ben tag, and the admin knows who they're assigned to.
Yeah.
And then also, now this was 2023 was our second year for most of them. So they're getting assigned the same clients they were assigned last year.
Mm-hmm.
So as we continue on, they're going to remember like, oh, right. Okay. The Colopy client, I remember now she does this and he does that. And here's their kids and this is how old they are. And the one was in college and now is graduated. So they're no longer a dependent, whatever it is. They are going to get to know these clients because year after year, for the most part, they'll be assigned the same clients. And then also with now having this server and being digital and all that, Ben just left for college. He just transferred. He's now at school. He started school on Monday. But hey, he's going to continue to work for me. And so come tax time, he left with his laptop that I gave him. And he is going to be logging in and working for me from school, which is awesome. Because when I hired him 2 years ago, I was like, well, I got 2 years with this kid while he's at the junior college. And then when he moves on, when he transfers, I'm going to lose him. So he's still around and who knows, he might end up working for me as a side gig for him for many years to come. I don't know what once he graduates and maybe works for a big firm, but he might still be able to work for me for some of these clients in the evening or on the weekends or whatever. So that has just being able to have that, the TaxDome, everyone's got their stuff, everybody logs in and knows what they need to do, what clients they're working on, what the procedures are, start to finish. It's just all set.
Love that. I love that you are scaling, right? Like this is your scaling through systems. And when you look forward over the next couple of years, it sounds like, I mean, I love the setup with Ben, like that couldn't have been any better, right? Like that's so brilliant. And what a great opportunity for him to be able to say, I've worked for 5 years in a tax practice and doing this work in real life time that's flexible too for his lifestyle as a college student. That's so great. But when you look forward over the next couple of years, do you see a trajectory of continued growth? And how do your systems help to support that as you have gone into this new phase of your career, really, where you are now scaling into a firm?
Yeah. So for this year, for tax year 2023, I did not want to grow super large. I bought clients in 2017, 18. I had another chunk of clients that I bought in tax year 2022. And I was like, we need to just have a regular year and see, like, can we even get through the amount of clients that we have with the systems that we have? And I didn't want to throw too much at Karen and Ben with new clients or whatever. So I'm like, let's just have an easy year. So it was great. We had a busy but smooth tax season. Tax day was April 15th, as it should be. So we have our early March deadline. We even got through clients that had turned in a few days after our deadline. All of that stuff was processed. So that was great because tax year 2022, no way where we would have met our deadline. And luckily we're in California and we had some terrible storms and we got our extension for tax year 2022 and I needed that. So that was great. So tax year 2023, I'm like, we just got to see where we're at. So again, for this year, we're just a small growth. I've got like 30 clients that I'm interested in growing for this year. I've already onboarded 16 of them. They have gone through my lead management pipeline, which I didn't know I needed until I got set up my lead management pipeline. And thank you.
Great.
I was like, it's fine. I have a phone call with someone. I manually write these notes down. But I was spending time I didn't need to spend. And now I send them an email and tell them I have a little blurb about here's my minimum. Here are the clients I don't take. Here's what I do. My perfect client looks like this. If you're still interested, here's the link to sign up for TaxDome and upload your last year's tax return and fill out this client application. And only then will I have a 15-minute conversation with you. Yeah. And at that, it's 15 minutes and that's it. And then most of these people turn into new leads because they've already sort of self-decided whether they're going to be a good fit based on the initial email that they get back from me. So that's all good. So I've got 16 new people already in. They've paid my hold my spot deposit. And I've got their last year's return in my system. So that's all happening in this off season, which is great because come the end of the year, I'm not going to be spending a whole lot of time onboarding new clients. Don't take new clients during tax season. So I'm only focused on doing tax prep at that time. And all of my power partners know, hey, Karen's unavailable until about June 1st. So I can refer her new clients between June and December. So I've got a small growth for this year. And then maybe tax year 2025 might look to increase that. And then at that time, possibly then hiring someone new, or maybe Karen and Ben are more efficient in the work that they are doing. So they can handle more. And they are doing a better job with making sure that their returns that they're preparing, I've taught them how to do their own self-review so that by the time they get to me, my reviews of their work should be like 10 minutes because they've already done their review and everything that should be on the return is already on the return. And I'm just doing kind of a high level double checking. And then I have my own more, little more complicated clients that I'm working on. But if they can become more efficient, then they can handle more work. And then I can handle more work because the work that they're doing is done right the first time kind of thing. And if not, then I can look to hire another person to do the tax input data entry kind of thing and get more employees.
Continue the growth. I love it. I just want to commend you, Karen, for the efforts that you have put into achieving practice that you want. I do want to end here. You shared with me before that this summer has been like a lot of time off. You've been not grinding all the time. You've caught up with yourself and you have the systems and the team in place. I would love for you to summarize for the person who is maybe Karen of 2020, feeling bogged down, maybe not 100% paper, but just feeling bogged down and not knowing how to step forward. What is a piece of advice that you would give to that person that gives them the hope and the next step that they can take to Karen of 2024, who is working just a couple of days a week during the summer and is so far, looking so far ahead and being so proactive towards creating more efficiencies in your tax season and in your tax year in general?
Yeah. So just by having TaxDome and all of that set up and all of those processes and automations, I was able this year, I haven't really had a nice off season in 4 years. And part of that was COVID and extended deadlines and all of that. Yeah. But this year we were able to get to all of our clients. The bulk of them were filed by April 15th. And then those that were sort of still in the process, I had the time because that chunk was already done. I was not concerned about this people who hadn't turned their stuff in because when clients are like, oh, the deadline is July or May or October, whatever, then they're not going to give me all their stuff right away, right? So this year with actually having that April 15th deadline, that was great. Those clients got done. And then the ones that were in the pipeline, I was able to message them and be like, hey, let's get you rolling. Let's get this tax return done and be finished with it. And so I only have a handful of clients who need to be filed by October 15th. I just sent them an email the other day. I'm 2 clicks in my TaxDome and they got a message that was like, hey, don't forget, your stuff is due to me by September 15th or I charge time and a half. So get me your stuff because I want to get that, you know, done so that those returns are filed. And
yeah,
I am middle of the week, middle of the day. Like maybe I'm working 15 hours a week in this off season. And it's been wonderful. And yeah, clients just know that they need to get that stuff in and get them done.
Yeah, I love it. In the season of growth, you can still have peace and balance and enjoy life. That's
for
so cool.
Sure. Yeah. And that's also because my tax clients are pretty much done. I have the time to nurture these leads and get these clients onboarded and review their prior year return and have a phone call with them and figure out if they're going to be the right fit for both of us and then get their tax return into my system. So then that way I check for errors. And then also come January, they'll already be in my system. And so that also then takes less time when we're doing their tax return next year because they've already got their prior year return in the system and they have a client checklist. So they know what to gather for next year and makes it all smooth. It's all in, all those forms are in TaxDome for them. The organizer tells them where to look for their client checklist. They need to certify they have seen their client checklist to tell me that they've got all their documents.
Yeah. So good. I love it. Well, Karen, thank you for sharing all of this with us today, your journey, what has been done. I guess the last question I would ask is if somebody is considering TaxDome and has found us as Workflows for Tax Pros, would you recommend and what would you say to them to say, this is my belief about it?
Yes, absolutely. It's worth every penny. Just the fact that you have got all of the pipelines, the templates, everything that needs to go out, all the tasks, everything. And you have thought of, as a tax practice owner, how do I use this? What's the best practice for this? What are people expecting? You've thought of all of those things and decided, here's one way that you could do it. Take this as your inspiration. Make it sound like yourself or use this part and don't use that. I still don't take a deposit at the beginning of the tax season. Yeah. So my clients get an engagement letter. I have not really ever had issues with accounts receivable. My clients have always paid me. Yeah. And to me, I don't want to do the bookkeeping of taking a deposit now. It's already enough that I'm taking this hold my spot deposit for my new clients. So they've got a tag that whatever. The accounting of it, I just don't want to have to deal with taking deposits from all of my returning clients. So you guys that's a best practices that, you know, that you guys do. And that's not something I want to do. So I don't have that part. So I've just figured out what works for me and set my stuff up that way. And I absolutely could not have done TaxDome without your program.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. And that's all. We don't want to ever tell somebody how to run their business. That is not what we're doing. I think there's a lot of people out there that do. They say, this is how I had success. So you have to do it the same way. Our goal is to say, here's how you can do it. Here's how you can use the tool to its full efficiency and take advantage of all the features and functionalities of it. And therefore, get back the time and the administrative effort that you're putting in manual work, right? And then if it doesn't fit or it's not a best practice that you want to adopt, great. We'll help you figure out how to set it up without that or you just leave it out. And we always give options because we recognize that. Everybody is a little bit different. The niches are different. The desires are different. The business owners are different. And that's the cool thing about TaxDome. It's so customizable. And we love getting creative with it. So it allows us to do that when we give you that space.
Yeah.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for being here. If somebody has questions for you and wants to connect, where do you hang out on the internet? Are you on Facebook, Instagram? Like, where are you at in case they want to send you a DM and say, I love what you're doing and I have questions?
So that's probably the best place to find me. My regular Facebook settings are pretty tight. I just have a personal Facebook account. And that's probably the best way for people to find me.
Come hang out in our Facebook group and tag Karen and she'd be glad to answer any questions you might have. She's in there and hanging out. Well, thank you again, Karen, so much for being here. Thanks for sharing your story with us. And I'm so excited to see you where in the next 4 years take you because it's going to be really great.
Awesome. Thank you.